The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I'm so glad to bring you the Daily Briefing at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Today is December 14th. It is about 2 minutes past the 3 o'clock hour. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is still staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages than English, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and get your questions answered that way. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide. And you can also visit wa211.org online for a list of those resources. There's a number of mental health and wellness support phone lines and text services available right now. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 800-273-8255. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor. All you got to do is text the word HEAL to 741741. That's H-E-A-L to 741741. Teenagers can call or text the Teen Link phone number at 866-833-6546. Individuals struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. If you missed any of those numbers, you can always go to our website, daily.ktqa.org, and check out those resources there with links and phone numbers and all of the things that we read on the Daily Briefing and we mention out to you as those updates and resources related to our way of doing life during this pandemic. Moving on to state-level information for today. Hey, good news! The Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine was granted emergency use authorization by federal authorities, as well as a work group of experts from the Western State Pact. Both unanimously concluded that the vaccine is safe and efficacious. Initial vaccine doses this week will go to about 40 facilities in 29 counties in Washington, as well as one pharmacy serving long-term care facilities across the state, two tribal nations, and one Indian health facility. Recipients will include healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. In Pierce County, MultiCare will be the first to receive vaccine doses, and the hospital system expects to start vaccinating staff on Friday. Further information on the vaccines for COVID-19 for our state can be found online at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section and at the Department of Health website. That's doh.wa.gov. The State Department of Health notes that while the COVID-19 vaccine won't be available for the general public for quite some time, most members of the public can and should get their flu vaccine. This helps make sure that if you are exposed to flu, you either don't get an active infection or you get a much milder case. That would reduce the number of people that would need to seek medical care for influenza. So if you don't have your flu vaccine yet, you can find a location at the following website, vaccinefinder.org. The state's insurance commissioner has once again extended his emergency order directing all state-regulated health insurers to continue coverage for telehealth, that includes phone and video appointments, as well as to cover all medically necessary diagnostic testing for flu, COVID-19, and certain other viral respiratory illnesses with no copay, coinsurance, or deductible. Insurers must also treat drive-up testing sites for COVID-19 the same way as they do a provider visit, with no copay, coinsurance, or deductible. Additionally, to help free up hospital beds in our state, health insurers must waive or expedite prior authorization requirements for home health care or long-term care facility services, and that's to speed up discharging patients who are ready to leave the hospital. The order is expected to be renewed upon expiring on January 10th. Continuing with state-level information, the Washington Employment Security Department, also known as Unemployment, is offering webinars this week, Tuesday through Friday, to help Washingtonians apply for unemployment benefits or to restart unemployment claims. The sessions are free and are designed to help applicants understand the process and to avoid common mistakes. See the schedule and sign up online at esd.wa.gov/UIWebinars. Moving on to regional news for today. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, at the time of this airing, has not yet reported its new COVID-19 cases for today, December 14th, but there were 481 on Saturday and 517 on Sunday. The department notes that we'll continue to see some fluctuations as a result of the data migration as they started their new database. It is launched, but they are still playing catch up and making sure that all of the data is correct. The county's average cases per day might be a better count. Remember that, for reference, the figure for coronavirus cases per 100,000 residents is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 to consider bringing back youngest students for hybrid in-person learning in schools. And once that number falls to below 25 per 100,000 residents, the pandemic will be considered under control. We're nowhere near that. We still have hundreds of cases per 100,000 residents in our county. Something that I've been mentioning repeatedly over the last week that bears importance: the Pierce County Council Bill Number 2020-136 would dissolve the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. The department has existed as an apolitical, collaborative interagency department reporting to an independent 8-person board since 1972. That bill, without input from the city of Tacoma, passed through committee last week and will be heading to a vote by the full Pierce County Council tomorrow, December 15th. You can give feedback on the proposal to dismantle the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department in the middle of a pandemic if you call 253-798-7777. King County officials have stated that while new cases and hospitalizations aren't rising in the county since new restrictions on indoor dining and cultural centers went into place, any uptick in coronavirus infections could put hospitals in a position where they may need to start rationing care. King County officials warn that in order to avoid that situation, individuals need to forego Christmas Day gatherings unless you've already started quarantining. There are fewer than 14 days between now and December 25th, and if you have not already begun a quarantine, you will not be considered to be virus-free, and you gotta forego your Christmas Day gatherings. King County also is no longer allowing individuals to book free COVID-19 tests days in advance, and that's in order to discourage any would-be holiday travelers and to prioritize testing for those who have been exposed to COVID-19 or those who are experiencing symptoms. They urge that the responsible thing to do, instead of trying to grab a test, is to just celebrate differently from how you would in different years and gather virtually, connect with each other through sending actual physical letters and packages, have some texting and online communication, but to forego the in-person gatherings. Moving on to Tacoma news. On Tuesday, December 15th, the Asia Pacific Cultural Center and Lumpia Love will be distributing a free hot lumpia lunch starting at 11 a.m. until the food is gone. The Asia Pacific Cultural Center is located at 4851 South Tacoma Way. Recipients are, of course, asked to wear face coverings. Students in grades 3 through 5 who attend in Tacoma Public Schools, Lister, Bose, Sheridan, Blix, Burney, Larchmont, Fawcett, DeLong, Edison, Manitou Park, Jenny Reed, and Whitman Elementary Schools are eligible to sign up for online ELO, that's Extended Learning Opportunities. The website for that is tacomaelo.com. Registration closes on December 17th. Activities this quarter include sketching club, hip-hop, step, world drumming, and ukulele. All activities are conducted and attended virtually. The Hilltop Action Coalition invites the neighborhood to a virtual holiday gathering tonight at 6 p.m. Attendees must register in advance using links found on the HAC or Hilltop Action Coalition Facebook page. After registering, attendees will receive a confirmation email containing information about joining the meeting. The Hilltop Action Coalition is also facilitating a Hilltop Holiday Crawl to support local businesses now through December 20th. Individuals can stop by the Hilltop Action Coalition office for a passport, face masks, and hand sanitizer between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. The HAC office is located at 1116 Ernest S. Brazil Street. More information can be found online at hilltopcrawl.com. And as usual, there are lots of COVID-19 testing sites available in our region, and all of them are free. For our listeners in King County, you can visit kingcounty.gov. There are some new locations that are being set up for high-capacity testing this week. One of them is at Bellevue College, and I believe that's the first one on the east side in King County. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. A new testing site recently opened up in Lakewood. That's at 3003 107th Street. Testing's available actually multiple days a week. That's Wednesday through Sunday. But of course, the health department has lots of mobile testing events in addition to any of the clinics or offices available and listed at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events after day include Tuesday, December 15th, Clover Park Technical College, Buckley Fire Department, and Greenwater Fire Departments will be offering COVID-19 testing. On Wednesday, December 16th, Metro Parks Candle Park and the Asia Pacific Cultural Center will have COVID-19 testing. On Thursday, December 17th, there will be testing at Centro Latino in Hilltop, as well as at the Puyallup Fairgrounds Blue Lot. And on Friday, December 18th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be out and doing free COVID-19 tests at Tacoma Nazarene Church and at Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church in Gig Harbor. For all of those mobile testing events, no ID is required. Tests are free. Tests are open to anyone. They run 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and results are available within 7 days. And as usual, on Mondays, I'm very glad to bring us the Reporte Semanal de COVID. It's a joint production of Latinos en Acción, VT Radio Universal, and the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So without further ado, I bring you the KTQA and VT Radio Universal Reporte Semanal de COVID.
El siguiente programa es una producción de VT Radio Universal para radio escuchas de KTQA 95.3 Low Power FM.
Latinx en Acción, con información del Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tiene el gusto de llevar hasta usted nuestro reporte semanal COVID-19. Saquemos papel y lápiz y pongamos mucha atención.
Bienvenidos amigos, este es su breve reporte de COVID-19 traído a ustedes con información del Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County, también un esfuerzo de Latinx en Acción, y ya está aquí con nosotros Carlos Ortiz, como cada semana, para hacer nuevo este breve reporte. Carlos, adelante, por favor.
Muchas gracias, Cristian. Lo aprecio. Aquí Carlos Ortiz con el Departamento de Salud, Tacoma Pierce County. Entonces, aquí vamos a compartir los números de esta semana. Y luego también los quiero invitar para la siguiente semana, que es miércoles, diciembre 16, de 9 a 11 de la mañana. Vamos a tener el Equity Action Network General Meeting. Entonces, una reunión que tenemos para compartir información, recursos, y vamos a cubrir mucha información de la vacuna que viene para el COVID-19. Y lo aprecio. Entonces, aquí ya están subiendo los números. Entonces, ayer tuvimos casos confirmados. Tuvimos 108 casos. Entonces, como dices, un poquito para abajo, pero se sigue, sube y baja, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Y ahora en total tenemos 17,805 casos confirmados en total desde marzo. Ayer sí falleció 4 personas, entonces sí han confirmado 4 muertes ayer, ¿verdad? Que es un número un poquito alto.
Sí.
Y luego en total tenemos 251 personas que han fallecido, ¿verdad? Desde marzo. Y aquí sí podemos ver que sí ha subido la montañita y bajó tantito. Entonces sí, ahí hay un poquito de esperanza, ¿verdad? Que sí, gente está empezando a hacerse la distancia, lavarse las manos, quedarse en casa. Es tal vez lo mejor que podemos decir. Y sí, esta recomendación es los siguientes 100 días, ¿verdad? Es que todos utilicen su máscara siempre, ¿verdad? Para cuando tienen que salir. Y luego también tomarse el examen. Y todos pueden venir aquí a tpchd.org, ¿verdad? Diagonal español, y pueden ahí ver dónde hay lugares donde pueden tomar el examen gratis, ¿verdad? Y luego también seguir las recomendaciones, ¿verdad? Mascarilla, lavándose las manos, la distancia y quedarse en casa. Gracias a ustedes, aprecio el tiempo, y si tienen unas preguntas, por favor, contáctenos. Y luego también tenemos una página, y eso lo puedo compartir la siguiente semana. Vamos a tener una página de preguntas que se preguntan frecuentemente. Okay. Frequently Asked Questions, FAQ. Entonces, sí. Esa es una de las páginas donde tenemos muchas respuestas, ¿verdad? Y a veces recibimos preguntas, y ahí es donde vamos a responder. Ahí es de verdad un lugar donde van a recibir la información más recientemente.
Excelente. Pues muchísimas gracias, Carlos. Y querida audiencia, recuerden esta junta a la que nos invitó Carlos al principio de este breve reporte informativo, para que estemos más enterados de cómo va a ser la distribución de las vacunas, quiénes las van a tener primero, y también mucha más información que nos tiene el Departamento de Salud para empezar a también a utilizar ya algunas aplicaciones por ahí que nos van a ayudar a combatir COVID-19. Así que, pues, nuevamente, gracias al Departamento de Salud, gracias Carlos Ortiz por este breve reporte que renuevas cada semana junto con nosotros, y pues no se pierda los demás. Gracias también a la 95.3 FM aquí en Tacoma, la KTQA, por también retransmitir estos reportes informativos. Gracias, Carlos.
Gracias a todos, saludos y que se mantengan sanos. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Este mensaje fue traído a ustedes por una cortesía de Latinx en Acción, en coordinación con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County y KTQA, la Power FM 95.3.
Thank you to Chris and Carlos for bringing us the Reporte Semanal de COVID, a joint production of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department and Latinx en Acción. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing as well. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources and referral services, including food and nutrition resources, housing, mental health and wellness, all of the good things. Our email address here is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821. Or you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the daily briefing today, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org, where you can listen or read any of the daily briefings. Catch the Spanish language reporte semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Thanks for joining me today. Wash up, stay safe, stay distant, but connected through radio.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.